It's always a pleasure to welcome our next guest back to the program. Sean Stone is our cultural editor. He is here, as he is each and every Thursday, to tell us what is happening in the world and on area stages and screens and what he's been seeing. And you've seen the big film, the Captain America thing is one of the big films, but this is another big film.
Yeah, it's more popular than anything that opened this weekend. Seriously.
And that is?
The Jungle Book.
Okay.
It's directed by Jon Favreau, who came from the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
It's Disney's adaptation of the Rudyard Kipling story. It's a CGI extravaganza, but it's beautiful on the level of Life of Pi. It's that good looking. And it tells the story of Mowgli, the man cub raised by wolves, and then by Baloo the bear, and the tiger wants to eat him, and it's very dramatic, and it's visually stunning. And the only thing that was weird about the movie is because it has this lush orchestral score, is that at two points it breaks into the Dixieland songs from the cartoon.
Oh, good.
Which are great.
Yes, but maybe a little out of place.
It kind of threw me out of the movie, and and also. I no one can is less than me in my admiration of Bill Murray, but singing is his comic standpoint, but actually singing, I missed Phil Harris.
Phil Harris and Louis Prima, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken is King Louis in this. He's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I know Christopher Walken has tried singing before.
He's a Broadway guy. He's a great dancer, but...
Okay. All right, so that's that. Then what else is happening in the world?
There is a lot happening this week, and unusually, there's a lot happening tonight, Thursday. The great Roger McGuinn is at the Egg in Albany. He's the founder of the Byrds, and he's a great singer, but an amazing guitar player. I mean, as far as I know, he's doing the solo show, which is... He doesn't need a band. I mean, he's that good. He'll bring out the 12-string Rickenbacker, and he'll play acoustic, and he'll sing folk music, and he'll sing Byrds hits and Dylan songs.
For reasons I don't quite remember, although I probably should, I was in a room with him in a convention center boardroom kind of thing with him and a couple of other people, and he was just sitting on the guitar just playing songs for us for like an hour. And it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And then I went out and saw the show, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's so good. He's so good. And also he's very funny.
Yes, he is. He has amazing stories, as
very,
you would
very
expect.
Very, very funny. Okay, so that's at the Egg tonight.
Also, comedian Ricky Smiley is at the Palace Theater in Albany tonight. He's a national DJ. I first remember him when he hosted BET Comic View 15 years ago.
Yep.
Also tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's a night of contemporary indie folk with the Milk Carton Kids and Margaret Glaspie. That's at the Music Hall in Troy. Tomorrow, Friday, at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's The Figs, legendary Saratoga rock combo, and The Upper Crust, a band from Boston who've been around since the mid-90s, who dress like 18th century fops, take that point of view in their songs and treat the audience with contempt and play like AC/DC.
What's not to love?
I watched some clips. It's pretty hilarious.
Awesome. Sounds like it works.
Also, Friday night, the 8th Step at Proctor's will present the Sultans of String with sitar master Anwar Kirchid, who composed the music for Life of Pi.
Oh,
since
that's
I mentioned
great.
That.
Yes,
great. It's probably not the first one, but it's the first one that really caught my eye, the first three-day outdoor festival. At the Scaticoke Fairgrounds in Scaticoke, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the Rockin' Derby Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Which is heavy metal and heavy metal.
So read the... Who we got there?
Five Finger Death Punch, Lamb of God, Hailstorm, Shinedown, and Megadeth.
And Anthrax, I'd like to say.
Oh, right.
Okay,
right.
But go ahead.
And a demolition derby.
And at the bottom of the poster on the left-hand side, it says, plus wrestling.
Oh, man, I missed that.
Pro wrestling, dude.
That is fantastic.
So my wife and I drive by the fairgrounds every day. We drive by the fairgrounds to go home. And we've been seeing activity. We were wondering what was going on. So finally, I think Monday, Tuesday, I looked up on my phone and found out about this event. And I said, how does something like this, this major event, happen in our backyard and I not know about it?
Right.
And my wife said to me, you're probably not on their mailing list.
Not the target demographic for this.
No, no.
It's sad that we've aged out of it, isn't
it? It is. It is a shame. But it's 3 days, and it should be a great time getting home tomorrow night.
Exactly. And then Saturday at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's the Empire State Youth Orchestra. They're going to be debuting their new ensemble, Chime.
Yes.
And then Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., Capitol Chamber Artists will wrap up their season with a concert at the First Congregational Church in Albany with a program of Beethoven and Kreisler and that stuff played on period instruments.
Beautiful.
And then Sunday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's Reinventing Radio, an evening with Ira Glass. I know you talked
with him. Had him on yesterday. We can hear that on the air. He's fantastic, as always.
And there are a few seats left.
And we're just about out of time, but tell us about some of the movies that are...
Let's see. The Meddler, Susan Sarandon as a mother. Yeah. The Angry Birds movie.
Looks very cute.
Oh, yes. Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Looks very cute.
And The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling back in the sleazy 70s.
All good stuff. It's the summer movies are starting, right?
Yes, they are.
That's season. All right. Sean Stone, thank you very much. You can find out more and see Sean's list, all the topics, on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Always a pleasure, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.